There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Sure, what can I do for you, little girl?
It's about that new soap, Duds.
Yes?
Well, my mother heard you say Duds does everything in the wash.
That's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Why, sure. This new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just doesn't see how this one soap can get towels white and still be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep, she said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Duds can do so much.
Well, she will if she tries, Duds. You see, it's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Gee.
Now, look, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Duds?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just ask your mother to try it.
For everything?
Sure, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll discover Duds is a lot safer for her rayons and fussy colored washables. In fact, with Duds, their colors stay bright far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Oh.
And your mother knows that's important in wartime, because now she wants such clothes to last longer. And then next, you notice when your mother washes your father's overalls in Duds, she won't do any hard scrubbing, because no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Duds.
She'll like that.
Uh-huh. And third, wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Duds gets her sheets and towels.
Oh, she's always complaining about her towels.
Well, she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Duds does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than Duds gives her.
Aw, thanks, Mr. Duds. Mr. Collier. I'll take home some Duds right now.
Fine. Just look for those letters D-U-Z. And don't forget, Duds does everything in the wash. And now, the Goldbergs. There was a bargain made between Sammy Goldberg and his friend Mikey. And the object of the bargain, Emma, wasn't consulted. Mikey kept his part and made up with Rosie. Told her that he'd only pretended to like Emma. And, tenderly, they realized how much they meant to each other. But as for Sammy and Emma, Sammy's part of the bargain was to ask Emma to leave. For it is Emma's presence, dogging Sammy's imagination, haunting his senses, drugging his will, which has caused all the trouble at the Goldbergs. This strange girl with her indifferent air, her curious smile, and her odd attractiveness has won her way into the heart of the family and into Sammy's feelings. As Mikey says, Emma is poison, and Sammy has to get her out of the way if he ever wants to realize whether he loves her or not. And so, the boys talk.
All right, Uncle David. Yes, all right. Mikey, will you please go upstairs and tell Uncle David that you and Rosie...
He knows it. Rosie told him.
Tell him again.
Listen, you can't blame him for feeling the way he does.
No, that isn't what he wants to talk about.
Well, what does he want to talk about?
He wants you to stay right here by my side until Emma comes home from the movies. He doesn't want you to leave me for a minute. He wants you to be right here when I tell Emma to leave.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Thanks for that much, anyway.
But you wanted to go? You said you wanted to be free so you could think for yourself without Emma around. You're changing your mind? Well, maybe Uncle David is right. Maybe I should be right here when you tell her. Or maybe I ought to tell her for you, huh?
It's nice to feel so sure of yourself, Mikey, isn't it? Gives you a lot of confidence. I envy you. Yeah. Now I can see why you always came out on top when we were kids. You never got ruffled. You knew where you were going and what you were doing. You always knew. If you saw a fire engine coming down the street, you didn't rush across the street to get the ball. You waited. When it was safe, you crossed the street.
But I never let you rush across the street either, Sammy, remember? I held you back. Look, is there anything wrong in having a little common sense? That's all I'm asking you to do here, Sammy. Stay on the curb.
You'll tell me when to cross. Wait for the green light.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Huh. Oh, no, I'm not made that way, Mikey. When I feel something, when I get the idea running in my mind, when I want something badly because my whole life is filled with it, I can't sit back and think and figure out. I got to jump ahead and try it. If it's no good, well, that's too bad for me. And if it is, well, then I have what I want when it's got most to offer. When it's all worked over and not worth anything.
Sammy, if people lived only for an hour, your way would be right, okay, right. But people don't. Emma is fine. There wasn't going to be a future. Emma is a fine present. But she's a rotten future and a terrible past to have around your neck. Oh, here they come.
Go upstairs.
I'm going, don't worry.
Everybody, where's Mikey, where's David?
They were tired.
Oh, we saw a wonderful picture. Put on another light. Why so gloomy-eyed? Put another light on that. I'll hang you, Emma. Give me your coat, dear, yes?
That's all right.
Give me, darling. I'm going to hang myself up anyway. Give me this. Thank you. Emma, tell Tamla about a wonderful picture we saw.
Emma, I have to see you. Wait for me.
For the first time, I enjoyed a picture more than previous. And I could see it over twice.
What's the matter, Sammy?
I have to speak to
you,
Emma.
Wonderful. Papa's having trouble. Go out, Sammy, dear. Maybe Papa's having trouble backing himself in the barn, dear.
Okay.
Go, darling, here. Always with the door. The door twists backwards and forwards. Trouble. Oh, that's a wonderful picture. A very good picture. I don't know. I like a picture when it shows you. I mean, when you learn something. Emma, what did you learn from that picture, Emma? Well, should I tell you what I learned? Oh, they're having trouble with the car. No, nevertheless. No. Emma, you want to hear what I learned? Wait, I got to take off these shoes. You want to hear what I learned? I learned, Emma, that misunderstanding can ruin a life. And it can ruin a nation and a world and a globe. One little misunderstanding, like, how shall I say, like a spider web. One little word, one little meaning. Oh, they got in. They got in. Do you like Mikey, Emma?
Mikey?
Mikey.
Well, no matter who I liked, if it didn't make you happy, I wouldn't let them into my heart. Mikey belongs to Rosie, because she loves him. Well, did you ever see me with Mikey? Did you ever see me talk to him?
My family, when the priorities are over, we have to build a garage.
All with trouble with the barn door, Jake?
Are you running, Samuel? Let's have a snack together before expiring.
What kind of a snack?
I think I'll go up, if you don't mind.
You're tired, Samuel?
Yeah.
Wait, we all go together up, Samuel.
Wait, darling. Wait, sit a minute.
Want me to fix something?
Don't bother, Emma.
A little warm milk, huh, Emma, dear?
Just shake the bottle before you warm Mr. Goldberg, Emma.
I know. Do you want something, Sammy?
Just a glass of milk, please.
Did you ask Emma, Molly?
Shh, yes.
Ask Emma what?
Pop and me decided once and for all to ask Emma about Mikey.
What did you ask her?
What was in our minds to ask her?
What was in our minds to ask her? It's nothing, Samuel, darling. It's nothing. You don't have to look so...
Oh, why do you have to keep...
It's nothing, Samuel. Shh.
What did Emma say when you asked her?
Shh.
I brought some cookies.
Just a move, thank you, Emma. I'll take mine upstairs.
Here, Sammy.
You're not swallowing a glass, Molly?
No.
Then come up.
All right. I'll go up, so I want to change the pillow slips. Coming up, Emily?
Well, just as soon as I'm finished.
Oh. Oh. All right. Good night. Night, Emma, dear. Night, Emily.
Night.
And when you're finished, you'll see all the lights should be out. Emily, yes? And the doors?
Yeah, okay.
The back door, Sammy. Forget not.
Forget not the back door.
Okay.
Sammy.
Emma.
Can't we go for a
walk? No, wait. No. No, please, Emma. Listen.
Yes?
If you left here, where would you go?
We wouldn't have to do that, Sammy. Your mother likes me. We don't have to go away from here. All you have to do is to tell her.
No, no, that's just it, Emma.
If you don't want to, Sammy, then we won't. Nobody is watching us. They're watching me and Mikey. We could go off together and nobody would...
Emma.
What's wrong with you, Sammy?
Emma, maybe it would be for very long. Maybe it would be forever.
What are you talking about, Sammy? Why do we have to talk about it now? Why?
Emma, listen. No, Emma. Do you think you can leave tomorrow? You have to go, Emma. With you here, I can't make up my mind.
About what?
About us.
But what?
Well, I have to know. I have to be sure. You wouldn't want me to marry you if I weren't absolutely sure.
I'm sure.
That's not enough.
That's enough for me.
Emma.
I'm not going.
I want you to go, Emma.
It's not you. It's Mikey. He wants me to leave. It's Mikey. It's not you.
It's me.
I'm not going.
It'll be just for a little while.
Oh, I'm not going.
You must go, Emma.
Oh, no, no. We've been too much to each other. It's too late. You can't talk to me what your mind thinks when everything else has told me what you feel. Now, all those doubts and all those words, they aren't yours. They're Mikey's.
Emma.
Tell Mikey that I'm not going.
Miserable, upset, but determined to go through with his promise to Mikey, Sammy doesn't know how to meet Emma's obstinacy. But as she stands there, her eyes reflect the intention she has, never to leave until she has what she wants. And is, what does she want? Don't look now, but are you still using a halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, it holds back on speed. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soaps, then here's welcome news. New Does is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Yes, Does is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it really has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. That's where Does is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. It's so much kinder to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Emma's departure comes up again, but not before she does something to stop it. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.